man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
This episode of the
K-Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Cam, come on. We're talking about Texas. Somebody somewhere wants enough cocaine to forget they live there.
Yeah, but not 100 pounds.
Maybe we'll get lucky, find an entire town that wants to commit suicide.
Tingling with excitement, trembling with horror, and throbbing with emotion.
Number 333. It is Tuesday, September 10th, 2019.
Are you a Jerry Jones Town podcast listener?
Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Well, you ought to be. Happy Tuesday.
Today's Palindrome Day, and it's the beginning of Palindrome Week.
Which is the end for a while, isn't it? Like a century or some
like
shit?
This is it, right? This is all we got.
Till the end of time.
And then, well, we'll never see one again in our lives, right?
I mean, you never know.
I'm going to live forever.
Which happens every time we go to Vegas.
Every time we go to Vegas. And certain things get put into our body.
Sir?
The IVs. The oxygen.
Those? The fish hooks?
Oh, the fish hook.
The fish hook.
I forget about the fish hook.
We need to get a fish hook camera where it just stays
on
the fish hook
the
whole
time?
Show.
That'd be creepy. Yeah. We can take my camera and put it up there.
Just that.
Your camera.
Or I could just hold just Facebook Live. The fish hook. The only people that would think it would be funny, though, would be Sheridan and Courtney and
Lulu.
They're the only ones that would think it would be funny.
Why did I order that?
You're stoned?
We had three females in here. We showed a picture of that being used, and then I ordered it.
Yeah.
And it was like $4.
You couldn't put it on your wish list for Christmas or anything. You had to spoil it. Because I would have bought that for $4.
You would have?
That would have been your Christmas gift from me.
That was on Amazon for $4.
That's dangerous stuff.
It is very dangerous.
It is. And it was sent
the
next day.
Looks dangerous.
I mean, you can't turn that down. $4.
Didn't you order it when we were on our way to camp? Or right after? No, you got it when we were camping. Didn't
you?
I
got it right before we went camping.
Like the day before.
And I threatened to take it camping with us.
This is how we'll keep Jeffrey Lord in check. We'll get
one of y'all are gonna. Why don't you take it down? Show the YouTube audience what it is.
Okay, can we?
Yeah,
YouTube's not going to pull us down for this.
I don't think so. The nice little fish hook.
Has it been cleaned? Okay,
I don't know. Did you use it last?
So what you? Thought we both did.
Oh, same time?
Yeah. So explain this to everyone while I'm holding it.
So apparently the ball end goes into either...
the crevice.
Yeah.
What is this sticky stuff for real that's on the end of it?
Then that end, that hook goes to a leather leash and collar that goes around the person's
neck. I feel like we need to disinfect this.
So anytime they bang their head, say they're listening to Ox Combine, and they bang their head,
they're getting
that fish hook gets pulled.
Inserts itself.
A little further deeper.
You guys aren't a Christian band, are you? Like, we're not going to get in trouble.
No.
We're not going to get you tossed out of church.
One of our songs is about burning churches down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, no.
Is that right? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because he doesn't listen to me between songs.
I paid attention, really?
So, yeah, this is the fish hook.
That is the fish hook.
It's a classic. If you want to pay us, you know, $50 for it, we'll sign it and send it to you, right?
We will. We'll sign it. We'll put our scent on it and send it to you.
Wear it for a week and then send it to you.
It's like the used panties bit.
Inserted, too.
Inserted, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a talking piece.
I think it already has. Like I said, there's some kind of mess on the end of that thing.
I don't know. It could have been the buyer or the seller.
Yeah.
Yeah, the seller. I was the buyer.
So, you get extra treat today.
Did you buy it used?
We don't know.
I
mean, $4 is a good deal.
$4, that's a definitely good
deal.
There's
a good chance that it could be used.
I mean, yeah.
It could be. I don't know. Who knows?
Amazon Marketplace, not Amazon proper.
Was it?
Ooh, I don't know. I need to go back and look through my buying history.
It may have been inside
Marketplace.
Someone.
If it is on Marketplace, yeah, you're right. Damn.
So we were just been handling this guy's anus.
Yeah, all over us.
Yeah, just rubbing it on our face, thinking it's funny. Look, take a selfie.
Look, a selfie. I'm going to put it in my mouth.
I still do think it's funny.
Yeah, it is. Actually, when you put it that way,
it
is funny.
Deep in my mouth.
See if it makes me gag, man. See if it makes me gag.
Oh, good grief. So, Matt, before we get into our guest here.
Yeah.
Our corn practice finally commenced.
Two practices in the books.
One on Friday, one last night.
Yep. Last night was a full band.
I like how every time we're driving over, they're like, why are we doing this? Whose idea was this? Why are we doing this?
That's what we did last year, too.
But Deftones versus Korn.
I'm having fun. Different.
I am having fun.
And Matt, you'll be happy to know.
Last night, Friday was a little chaotic. And I was like, oh, God.
Because Korn really doesn't work with one guitarist.
No. And that was the problem.
Yeah.
And then Dave showed up last night.
It doesn't hurt that I'm terrible, too. So that's another thing that drives three when it's just the three of us playing instruments.
Well, the first... I forgot what I was going to say.
But you'll be happy to know.
Admitting it. That
I'm a method actor.
Is the first step.
I'm a method actor. It takes me a little time to get into the process. I'm kind of like, who was it? The guy that played the Joker, Jared Leto, right? He started playing jokes and throwing like raw fish on people and stuff. And
so by this time next week, you'll
leaving
be
a horse head in someone's bed.
You'll be fully immersed and have face tats and a grill and a Bible.
Yeah.
Since you're playing head.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it. Well, I told you I'm not Christian head. Because he didn't write any of these. I don't think he was. I don't think he had found Jesus when he wrote any of this stuff. When he was, or when they were playing this.
I think that one song isn't even him, right? One song we're playing isn't even him.
I thought he played on everything we are on. Maybe not. I don't know.
Falling Away.
I don't know.
Me. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, so we're doing this for the Do For It Halloween show. The first show will be October 25th at Mass. And the lineup is crazy. There's going to be a Korn, Drag the Ocean doing Korn, Spectacle doing System of a Down, Urizen doing Krautstein, Rammstein, and
which is awesome.
A whole bunch of others. I can't even remember them all. All the bands that are going to be there.
If you come out for any band.
Garage Barrage. Our buddies in Garage Barrage are doing the soundtrack to
Top Gun.
Yeah, to Top Gun.
Yeah. So, no matter what, if you've not seen Krautstein.
Do Rammstein.
Yeah. You need to come see Urizen do this.
And you need to.
Because it's really good.
You need to do it on night one because night two is a Urizen tribute. They're doing all Urizen stuff. They're changing it.
On night two?
On night two. So it'll be a whole Urizen act because they haven't played together.
I was about to say, it doesn't mean we have to do an Urizen song because that would suck.
No.
I would have to learn. Play guitar.
No. And the second night is at Andy's in Denton, and that is October 26th.
Yeah.
The following night.
Denton.
So there's the plug for the Duford Halloween show and why we're doing corn. And it's been
why did we decide on corn?
You brought it up in here. It started with you in here as a joke. We should do corn. And then we started going through songs. You're like, yeah, that'll be on there. That'll be on there. Yeah, we'll do that. And
yeah, we made the set list on the way to camp.
We made the set list on the way to Mastodon.
Did we take mushrooms when we made this decision?
We made the set list on the way to Mastodon. And who was with them?
Mastodon?
Yeah, the last Mastodon show.
Oh, is that As I Lay Dying? Or
And then Coheed. Yeah,
Coheed and Cambria.
And that's when we made the set list.
Coheed and Cambria. If you say it like so this Cynthia is
you try to keep backing out of all this. Well, but you're the one who got this started. This is your brainchild.
This is the same thing that happened last year. I don't know why you guys are worried, because I did the same thing last year. It takes me a little time to get into it, but once the method of my acting skills kicks in and I become a method actor, it's that like I did listen to the new Tool album. And then other than that, I listened to nothing but Korn, our songs, over and over again.
Are we going
to
get into this rating of what you think of this Tool album?
We can. Not tonight, but I really like it. It's a very good album, I think.
I liked it at first.
Oh, you don't like it? Uh-oh. It doesn't age well? It's only been a week.
I know.
You ready about to throw it out of the window?
I'm not going to throw it out the window.
What's
but
the deal with the actual copy?
What's
I heard
the deal?
What's the deal with Tool albums and these lights and stuff?
What do you,
mirrors.
What do you mean?
What'd they do? The packaging or something I heard was
the
special.
The deluxe packaging has a screen in it that is charged by the sun.
Okay, so we're not using any kind of non-degradable
video.
Energy or degradable energy.
It's a nice
biodegradable
badass.
makes no sense.
OLED screen inside of it that plays.
Tool videos,
yeah.
Like all of them or stuff for this album?
Stuff for this album.
Okay. Did you buy it?
I have one on its way.
And what does the vinyl have?
There is no vinyl yet.
Is that going to be a team deathmatch to get to when it happens?
Probably not.
I bet it is, man. This album's selling really good from what I've heard.
The first number one rock album in, 2.5 years?
Didn't it beat The Fish?
Like the Fish?
The Dead Fish? The Board? The Board? Huh? It took her out, didn't it?
Oh, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, The Board.
Yeah.
The 2x4.
Do you guys, y'all think Taylor Swift would be fun in bed?
Nah.
No.
The consensus is no.
Yeah.
No.
That's a running question we like to ask our guest, and the consensus has been no.
I don't think we have either.
I want that.
Yeah. We're not. Never mind. I'm not going to go down that sexist, piggish route that I like to go down.
I was just found. I was just sent what's happening. Would you like to hear for the Duford Halloween show?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay. So Redefine is Depeche Mode. Spectacle is System of a Down. Drag the Ocean is Korn. Krautstein is Rammstein. Mother Liquor, which is members of New Magnetic North, Crayon Lucia, Siren City, Hip Hop Array, Earth 311. And Garage is being Sex Ba-Bomb, which is the band from Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
So they're not doing the Top Gun soundtrack.
No. You were wrong on that. Although it'd be a lot cooler.
It's misinformation.
Why weren't we a Kenny Loggins cover band? Kenny Loggins songs. Ox Combine, would you guys like to join this bill and be a Kenny Loggins cover band?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
You got to get it down by, what, you got you about got, a month?
Yeah. You got six
month?
Weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Does it have to sound like Kenny Loggins?
I mean, you can just make a bunch of rackets and sing the words.
No, the Methinks did this before, so. And they did.
Kenny Loggins?
No, they did Cheap Trick last time,
Cheap
right?
Trick. They've done the Sex Pistols.
Yeah. And they sound terrible. So, you could do whatever, right? Sorry, Marlon. I was joking.
Wow.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Totally.
Well, you heard what he said to me.
Marlon. Wow, way to go, Chief. What did he say to you?
Right after we got... Okay, I hadn't played a show in a long time last year.
You only play Halloween shows.
Yeah, pretty much. He comes out and goes... Man, you didn't even want to tune your guitar?
That's pretty genius.
Yeah.
That's pretty genius.
Pretty right wing. tune your guitar.
We get to kick each other in the nuts.
You do. Yeah,
we're allowed that.
Did any of you guys go to or care to go to
no.
Knotfest?
What?
No.
What fest?
Knotfest.
As in Slipknot, not like I didn't
and
go.
Gojira and
not the festival
Bohemia.
That I'm going to.
And
no.
Not the fest that I was shut out from, but then re-invited to.
I went to Austin this weekend and stayed at a hotel with a bunch of dudes from Slipknot.
Huh.
Or not the dudes from Slipknot. I'm sorry, the fans of the dudes from Slipknot.
Did they dress different like thing. The guys from
they
Slipknot?
They all dressed the exact same.
Hey, I got into a little bit of an argument with a friend of mine.
Yeah, friends?
And she'll know who I'm talking about when I bring this up.
I bet you I know who it is.
You probably do, because you let her kidnap me the other night.
I was not any part of this.
Are Slipknot fans and Juggalos, they're interchangeable, right? Like, they're one and the same.
These guys didn't look like clowns or anything.
But I bet you they had some kind of Juggalo tattoo or something on their body at some point.
I didn't check for tattoos, but
there's probably a significant overlap.
I think there is. I think there's a significant
overlap.
Right?
They're not the same thing.
It's a Venn diagram.
Like, yeah.
They're really close. I mean, they're in the same section at Walmart. Like, they're in the same area. The sporting goods, I don't know, where would they be? We haven't done the Juggalos.
The Juggalos?
Yeah, we've done Slipknot. I think their place in Walmart, but we've never done the Insane Clown Posse.
Soda aisle.
Oh yeah, for sure. On the Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew, and Monster aisle.
They're set up right in front of the energy drinks and
beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
Yeah,
that is what.
Yeah.
Juggalos and Insane Clown Posse guys.
Which right next to that would be Slipknot, right? Which would be, I don't know, gun magazines and fucking.
The pretzels with the pretzels, cheese inside.
Yeah. There you go.
And rope, the rope section, because, you know, you got to be about suicide.
I would figure that maybe Slipknot would be back there in the arts and crafts section because they're always making new masks.
Ah, that's a good point. Or they could be in the area where you buy those Dickies workout fits, like, because you have the full onesies.
The ones they wear.
Yeah. That could be in that section, too. They could be in the car battery section, too, because I'm sure they've done meth.
And that has...
Mobile meth labs.
Oh, okay.
It's a far stretch, but...
That's a big stretch.
It's a far stretch.
I thought you were going...
And all my meth head friends love to take apart cars and put them back together.
But Gojira isn't at Walmart.
No.
They're
French or something.
They're French.
We don't let those guys in here, man.
And Behemoth...
They're not in there either.
Which I didn't realize till Josh told us the other night that Slipknot was the only American band on this American tour.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think it's a damn shame.
They're so un-American.
Yeah, so I would have probably, like, Behemoth in, Gojira in.
The only reason I was going to
move left. I'd have left. You'd be like, you can't,
no.
Dude. You got to write the shit up.
Here's the story, okay? I tried to get us both approved to go cover it.
Right.
And we got denied on Friday for some reason. No idea why. Out of nowhere. They said tour management denied you for coverage of the band. My idea was to go and shoot.
What if it was
everyone and then shoot the first part of Slipknot? And they'd be like, all right, let's go. I already seen their set list, all the good stuff I care to even
what
remotely
if someone involved
about
with the band listened to the show?
The first three songs.
Last week, and I talked about how Corey Taylor and I had
I'm sure Corey Taylor's listening to this.
I didn't say Corey Taylor. I said someone involved with the band.
It could have been, or someone involved with Ticketmaster.
Like, there's some jack.
So anyway.
Okay, who's throwing shit now?
God damn the ghosts. So anyway.
That's what you get for bagging on Slipknot.
That is. So we're denied.
Or the Juggalos.
One of the same.
4 o'clock on Friday, I get the email says, sorry, tour management has not approved you to shoot this show or cover the show. Okay, neat. So I go about my business, make plans, decide to do other things. Saturday, the show started at 5 o'clock on Saturday, or 5:30.
Yeah.
At 3:30, I got an email from my Ticketmaster contact. Here is the photo release I need you to sign and have ready for you when you get here. It's like, what the hell? So then it turned into a big back and forth of, oh, you weren't supposed to be denied. We're sorry. That wasn't supposed to be sent to y'all.
It was Stubbs was the only one that was supposed to get denied.
I just didn't want you to bring Matt Stubbs because him and Corey Taylor have a history.
We got this weird thing going. He used to have blue hair, and they called him Papa Smurf. And
he used to work for the Eagle, and there was some weird thing that happened in the control room.
Mayhem threw them all out.
And yeah, and something about Stubbs went down on him or something.
On Mayhem?
No, on Corey Taylor.
Here, Corey, I'm sorry, man. Come here. Whip it out. Whip it out. That's it, man?
But by then, it was too late. I wasn't going to just suddenly pack up all my shit and head over there to go shoot this. And plus, I didn't know who was playing. My luck, we would have got together, driven all the way over there, and Gojira would have been the first band.
Slipknot has to respect your schedule. They can't just be like that to you.
Volbeat played after Gojira.
Oh, that's right. Volbeat was on the...
That's not even right. I don't think Russ Martin's still alive.
That's my impression of Volbeat.
That's pretty good.
I'm gonna do it again.
That was a really bad, terrible. There were like two bands that I could care less about, and two bands I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Only one of them really worships Satan.
Yeah.
The other one that I wanted to see is an enviro green metal band that cares about the environment.
Behemoth too, though. They've kind of gotten all Walmart's devil worshipy now.
Where would they be?
Well, like you said, they wouldn't be allowed because they're not American. So they're not even allowed in. But that dude's beat cancer, though. Or I guess you never say you beat cancer, but yeah, the singer?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I forgot his name. He's cool as shit. I used to follow him on Instagram, and he's like metal Richard.
Oh.
He's metal Richard. Does that make sense?
Richard Hennessy?
Yeah.
He's metal version of him?
Right. Huh. Like, they kind of dress the same. They do their hair the same. He's a little bit more gray than Richard.
I've never seen them without face paint and corpse paint on.
No, if you start following the singer, I wish I could remember his name. It's Nigel. Or I can't remember his name.
So I don't know what
Nigel
any of these
was
guys,
his name.
I seriously have no idea what any of these guys look like. From
he looks like a
paint on.
He looks like a dude you would go and see Henry the Archer with.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he's all hipstered out. He does yoga and all that healthy stuff. But he's got to, because I think he had leukemia or something. He had some pretty hardcore cancer, because it knocked him out of commission for like 2 years.
I didn't know that.
I think they love America, actually. But I don't know. Yeah, they don't go out dressed like that, spitting fire and...
And finally, at the end of the weekend,
eating each other's penises. They don't do that.
What?
When they go out.
Is that a...
I feel like you have this visual in your head, like when they go to Taco Bell or something, they get all...
Eat penises at Taco Bell?
No. But they get dressed up like Behemoth to go do it.
No.
That's like the first episode of Death Clock, where they go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
I've only seen them play live. I've never seen them like off stage or interviews or stuff.
I feel like you're calling me a stalker now.
I don't stalk
them, Matt.
I don't follow Behemoth. I don't have all their Instagram and Twitter accounts and Snapchat. Every band members and what's that other one you talked about? TikTok or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't follow them in all this.
TikTok's awesome, by the way.
Okay.
I watch that shit for hours.
How old are you?
I'm sorry. Sorry. You thought I was dumb when I was Snapchatting it. You're like,
when you're Snapchatting back and forth to Behemoth, it's very weird.
And you're 41 years old. Snapchat's awesome, man.
Hey guys, I'm at the Toot and Totem. Look at Snapchat.
Dude, watch this. I'll send a dick pic to my grandma.
Can't do that anymore. It's illegal.
That's right. It is. Grandma, it's official.
Sue you.
Was it?
We talked about it last week.
Yep.
Is it illegal to send dick pics to someone else's grandma?
I think so, yeah.
If she didn't ask for
Fuck.
It. I think if
you
she didn't ask for it.
Any dick pics.
She asks for it.
In the last week, any dick pics I've sent, I have sent a contract with
her. Yeah, you have to send a full disclosure.
Make sure it was signature.
Get a release first.
You got to get some initials
notarized.
On paragraph A, B, C, and D. And then at the bottom, you have to have a full signature. And then you can send dick pics. Yep. It's kind of a long process, but
if you guys need a copy, I can send you a copy of my contract, and y'all can just change out the name.
Yeah, it sucks filling it out and getting the paperwork submitted when you're drunk at 2 a.m. in the morning.
You can't really
caves.
Signature,
at caves, yeah. You're like, fuck, how am I going
to
process all this paperwork?
It's
like a goddamn mortgage.
Friday at Caves.
Do you remember Friday at Caves?
I do.
Sure.
My mind hadn't been erased yet.
We jammed and then went to caves.
And then Sunday, football's back. You guys watch football?
Not a whole lot, but I did watch this game.
You did?
The Cowboys game, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we going to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. It's probably the only one I'm going to get to watch this season. And I killed the room.
No, he didn't at all. He knows I'm about to go out on a limb and make a stupid wager about getting a tattoo on my face.
They look good, yeah, they did.
They did. Are you going to get a Dak tattoo on your face?
If they go to the Super Bowl. Music.
I don't have anything pulled up just
yet. Nah, I learned my lesson. I'm not doing that again.
You're not doing
I was white knuckling it the whole fall and winter.
That was pretty close.
Last year. I'll never do a bet like that.
I'm
not a pussy and say I'm going to get a mohawk. I went full on face tat.
You were going to get a face tattoo. It was a Philadelphia Eagle tattoo on your face.
Yeah, Post Malone.
That would have worked for the corn set.
Fuck yeah, it would have.
And you put a little cross with it. Yeah,
yeah.
That would have been cool. No. They look pretty good. What I hate, I was out there on Sunday working. And it was, of course, after the game. Super Bowl bound! Everybody's screaming and yelling, we're going! This is our year!
No, it's amazing because this week Dak's the greatest quarterback ever. After everyone's shit on him for fucking 3 years straight.
He did get a perfect quarterback rating.
All of a sudden now everybody's like, he's the greatest quarterback in the world!
He's the first Dallas quarterback to do it in 50 years.
Yeah.
But everybody was freaking out. And did you see the picture I posted?
Was it the headless giant?
First off, you got to break that photo down. You got to look at his shirt. He's a Cowboy fan from California.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out there in the parking lot. And he looks like he might be a SoCal gangbanger. And he's holding up a decapitated head of the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Of Eli Manning.
It's very Los Angeles Raiders-y type fan. What's their called?
Hardcore.
What's the Raiders, Raider Nation? What's the Raiders fans called? They have a name.
The Dog Pound or something like that?
No, that's Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, that is Cleveland. I don't know.
They have a name, though, but that's what it reminded me of, is those crazy people that go to those games out in Oakland and stuff.
It was pretty metal.
It was metal.
And he was drunk.
No way.
No, believe it or not, he was drunk. There were a lot of drunk people at this game. There were people when I got there at 3:30 kickoff.
Yeah.
I got there at 9 a.m.
There were people tailgating?
Oh, they lined up to tailgate at 5 a.m.
Which game am I going to this year?
Never got that.
I don't know. We'll figure that out. We got to figure that out.
Are we playing a corn set at halftime of the Thanksgiving show?
We are. They're asking us to go.
That'd be interesting.
Yes. They Justin Timberlake and that's who they keep trying to get. And who else? Some country artists have backed out, and now it's up to us to play a corn set.
Yeah. They've got it narrowed down to three bands. Spectacle, Drag the Ocean, or the Methinks. Doing a cover set. Or it could be Justin Timberlake. You know.
Or it could be. Or you Jay-Z.
Or Henry the Archer. We'll throw them in there, too.
Yeah,
Henry the Archer. They're in the finals, too.
Are they playing their stuff?
Ox Combine. They're in it, too. By the way, guess who our guests are?
If you guys do Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
But, you got to do Kenny Loggins. Or you know what? I'll allow you guys to do the Rocky IV soundtrack if you want to. They'll do that. If you want to.
Is that the Russian one? No.
Yeah.
The Russian one? Okay, yeah.
Rocky IV. The
Eye of the Tiger.
That's why I asked. No, I don't
know.
That was Eye of the Tiger. I thought that was the second
three. Oh, that's three. Or my three. Bad. You're right. Yeah. It's Living in America. Dun, 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 dun. It's that.
I think I'd go with three.
Yeah, because you could play Eye of the Tiger.
You could, yeah. So, yes, our guest sitting in here with us this week is Ox Combine.
Hello.
Right. Happy Tuesday. We're going to do our regular thing, and we'll introduce yourself from radio left to right. Starting with you, sir.
Hi, I'm Jared. I play the bass.
I'm Darren. I play the guitar and sing, sort of. Growl, yell.
I was going to sign language maybe in the middle of it?
I'm too busy playing guitar.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
have you ever tried to play guitar and sign language at the same time?
I can barely play guitar and sing,
could do it.
So.
Murderface could do it.
I thought he did dick solos on his bass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He'd sit there and play guitar, and then he could sign.
Oh, yeah.
He'd just clench. Yeah.
The dick solo on the back. And you, sir?
I'm the drummer.
And that's just it?
That's it.
You're mysterious? Yes. Although we can look up on all forms of social media and figure out what you
mean. I was here to do one thing.
Play drums?
Drums and rock for the Lord.
Or drink beer.
Have you ever...
Or kick ass, and we're almost out of beer.
Depends on the night.
Have you ever grabbed a possum by the tail and beat it up against a tree?
Not while it's alive.
No?
No. No.
You've never threatened a man from inches from his life?
The man. No.
Okay.
Go ahead, do the Colin Farrell.
I don't know. I don't know what the other one is.
The... Never mind. I'm trying to get you. You'd have to. No, I was doing the True Detective 2 line that we love, but I can never remember it.
Why?
Oh, we don't do that anymore?
No, because I can't remember what it is either.
It's something about chopping your mom's head off and fucking your dad with her dead corpse or something, right?
Not fucking your dad's corpse on the front lawn.
Yeah.
It's somewhere along those lines.
And surely you haven't done that, right?
No.
Oh man. So you guys are from Tennessee, right?
More or less.
No.
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Mostly.
Yeah. Two thirds.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Two thirds. And then you are from Denton. Denton.
Yeah. But I spend most of my time here.
Right.
In North Richland Hills.
Right.
Because I love it.
I did grow up here.
You did?
Yeah.
In North Richland Hills?
Yeah. Well, I lived off of Glenview.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Went to the elementary school that's down the street. They got torn down and rebuilt.
Yeah.
And where the playground used to be.
Yeah.
That was second through sixth grade.
Did you go to North Richland?
No, we moved out to out here by then.
You did?
But I used to ride my bike all over this area.
Yeah.
Get lost, stuff like that.
Hmm.
Playing the Cricks back when they were Cricks.
We used to play in Cricks.
Yeah.
We used to play in sewer drainage tunnels.
Yes.
Pop manholes and come up in the middle of a street somewhere.
I was like, never strong enough for that.
Oh, you got to have a buddy do it with you.
You got
to climb up the ladder and both fit on there. Or not the ladder. Some of them have the... In Houston, they had us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's push nasty, too. Roaches start crawling all over you and stuff.
Yeah, it was weird.
The dumbest thing I ever did in a sewer was I spray painted
killed
a bunch
an old
of...
man.
I spray painted I was like, oh, I'm going to freak out all these kids and put all this devil worship and stuff. And you're not supposed to spray paint in an enclosed area. And so, I don't know how I lived. My mom was like, what is wrong with you? I hope my mom, well, she doesn't listen. But I was, to this day, I don't think she knew that I was down there spray painting. And that's why I couldn't go to school the next day because I couldn't breathe. It was like, like I had to take really short breaths for, I'd say a week. My chest was fucked up from doing that, and I learned my lesson. I'm not a graffiti artist, and also realized later on in life, I was like, that's why guys wear bandanas and stuff when they go spray painting.
Yeah,
things.
Don't paint pinnacle in the sewers.
Right, and yeah, so
yeah,
yeah.
I always, you know, now grown up, I'm always like, how do we not like.
Know things that are smart.
We would light shit on fire down there and throw it around, and there's all sorts of methane gas just floating through those pockets. And
yeah.
Well, how do we not blow shit up?
Okay, the scariest thing that happened to me was, like I said, I did most of my sewage play in Houston.
wait, hang on. Sewage play.
Yeah.
I have never heard it quite.
Sewer play.
I have never quite.
Sewage play.
That's
sewer.
That's like a great euphemism.
Let me get on Red Tube here and put in sewage play.
There's got to be, right? So one day, and we would go deep in these fucking things, like to where you had – it started off like, you know, where you could just walk. But then the farther we walked down it, a lot of times – because we would get in down like by some bayou – in a bayou and just take it. And one day we went real far. Like it wasn't the farthest we'd ever been, but it was far enough. And all of a sudden we started hearing a noise like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Houston. Which we're stupid because storms blow up immediately off the Gulf. They're just there. And sure enough, we're like, what was that, man? And we're like, dude, that's thunder. And we hadn't seen a manhole in a while. So we knew if it started a torrential downpour, there's a good chance we're probably going to get killed.
You're a stat.
Yeah. Yep. We're a stat.
If you found.
So we hauled ass. And this is how I know how it takes two dudes to get the manhole up. And we hauled butt back to the manhole because we knew it was about to start storming. And sure enough, it started pouring down rain, and we had to climb up the little, because they have little ladders, the ones in Houston, like not ladders, but little, like, what's that stuff called? Not foobar.
Rebar.
Yeah. They have like rebar ladders that you can go up.
Yeah.
So we did that, and we couldn't get the manhole up. So another dude did it with me too, and it was so nasty because roaches were just crawling all over us right there. It was like, but we knew we had to do it. And sure enough, we got it open, and fucking all of us got out. It was freaky, though. It was a bad storm, and it rained for like 2 hours straight. It was gnarly.
You were almost a stat.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn.
It's a good story. You mean to tell it again?
In reverse. I always feared crawling through there that it'd be like the end of Temple of Doom, you know, when they're riding the mine car through and the water starts chasing them.
Yeah.
And then you get to the tunnel and you start running.
That's the visions I was having. You.
That's what I always envisioned.
Well, that's what all of us were thinking.
And stuff. It's like,
yeah,
I'm going to be out running this wall of water.
Yeah.
And then I did have a classmate that did die in one of those.
In a
over at LD
raft or in a sewer?
In a sewer.
Hmm. That's what happens with sewage play.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you take one for the team, man.
You do.
What happened to him, though? Was it
flood?
He was hanging out just the same exact scenario, huh?
Same exact scenario. He's flooding and it flooded on him.
Yeah.
Yep. Just exploring, got lost. And it ended up shooting him out into the Trinity River bottom.
Wonder how many people die, like innocent kids and stuff die in a sewer like that a year. There's got to be a shit ton.
Hold on.
There's got to be.
I'll find out.
There's got to be another stat, right?
Yeah.
My therapist did not like this week when I told her that we're all just a stat. Waiting to be recorded. Mm. Yeah. She looked at me like, what is wrong with you?
You're not wrong, right?
I'm not wrong. No. We're all just a stat sitting around.
We're circling the drain,
man. We're circling the drain.
Yep.
Possibly multiple stats.
It could be multiple stats.
Do you want to go worldwide or just
let's do the U.S. if we can do it.
The United States.
If we can get it to the U.S.
I would think that the rate has decreased since, like, you know, kids stopped going outside.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good point.
Maybe that's the one thing we can say that Xbox and PlayStation have helped on is keeping kids out of sewers.
It's like, you know, 500,000 of them can just watch the one particularly stupid kid die.
The
it's
YouTube like all these, video and be like, I don't need
all these,
anymore.
All these crazy like dudes that bought kidnapping vans in like the 80s and 90s and the aughts are like, well, fuck, why'd I buy this, man? All the kids are staying inside. You know,
it's true.
Mm. Just gotta go.
That's what my
like,
van looks
sell,
like.
Sell knockoff speakers and
that's the thing.
Now, shitty
wait,
meat and stuff
so
now.
Basically, what used to be kidnapping vans are now Amazon vans.
Yeah,
that is true. Right.
And they're everywhere.
And they have hooks in them.
They do. They have hooks.
Well, they could.
Some of them.
So we were talking about that. I'm in the middle of Mindhunter season 2.
With hooks?
No, there's no hooks in it.
It's don't spoil it. I need to go watch.
I'm not going to spoil it, but it got me on a conversation. About how much harder it's gotten for serial killers these days. Like, there's way too many things to think about now. You got to think about devices that your victim's wearing. You got to be worried about cameras seeing you get your victim. You got to be worried about cameras seeing you with your victim. You got to figure out a place that you can go that doesn't have any kind of GPS tracking on any of the devices, cars, radios, whatever. There's so many things that serial killers have to fucking think about these days. You know?
Got a point.
Millennials are ruining,
they're ruining
the serial
everything,
murder
man.
Industry.
They are.
Yeah.
It's totally messing
it's gotta
things up.
It's got to be frustrating at the serial killer
God
anonymous
damn these iPhones.
And stuff. They're like, fucking these fucking smartphones,
that's
man.
What it is.
Not only that,
thanks,
Fitbits.
Steve Jobs.
Fitbits.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got that? You got there's shoes now that you can wear for running marathons and shit that'll track
that'll
you.
That'll track you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just gotta I feel bad for them, man.
You feel bad for the serial killers.
They got
there
it
would
rough,
be
dude.
Serial killers.
Yeah, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like
did you find the stat?
It's apparently really bad in India. And not so bad everywhere
it's
else.
It's not. That's right. A bad thing in India.
Yeah.
Like it's an epidemic there?
Doesn't like all the water have dysentery
like,
in it?
88 in a year.
Are you calling it a shithole?
Well, like the main river they all pray in and everything is a
You guys just witnessed podcast racism right there.
The main river they do all their praying and everything in is a shithole.
Oh, now they pray in a shithole?
Yes. It's a proven fact.
I'm not sure those facts are correct about praying in a shithole.
Let me hop on.
Okay. Here comes you don't have to. Hey, can you look that up? If prayer in a shithole is acceptable in India?
I don't know if I want that in my search history.
True. That's like sewage play. You don't want sewage play.
Sewage prayer.
Sewage prayer and play.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the Ganga River is the one they pray in, and that is just a sewage. It's all the sewage runs straight into it, and then they all pray in it.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah.
It is. So I guess you can't drink that water.
No, you can't drink that holy water unless you want dysentery and you'll die on the Oregon Trail. That all makes sense.
It's all starting to come together now.
So how'd you guys come together?
The drummer sent me a text.
It was a joke.
That was a joke?
The text was a joke, yeah. But then it just turned into a real thing.
It's worked for a year.
The punchline is still ongoing.
Yeah. Well, seriously, what would you say?
That's what our podcast is.
Do you want to start a band that sounds like, what was it, Napalm Death? And it was, I can't remember.
It was Celtic Frost.
Celtic Frost and who else? You had two.
Bauhaus.
No, you didn't have Bauhaus. You had somebody metal.
Taylor Swift.
Wasn't it like Emperor Venom or something?
No.
I mean, I've undoubtedly sent links to hundreds of bands that you've ignored over the years.
No, the actual text was, hey, do you want to start a band that sounds like blah, 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 and Celtic Frost? I'm like, yes, let's do it! I was very excited. I was also pretty drunk, probably.
So I guess you knew each other.
Yeah.
He had your number.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like,
hey,
my
neighbor number.
Oh, that's what it was, his neighbor number?
This might be the first band that we've known that has ever been formed by number neighbors.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I don't either.
That means you take your last digit of your phone.
Oh, that thing
and
they were
add
doing.
One,
yeah.
A
couple
subtract
weeks ago.
One.
I ain't playing that nonsense.
No.
it's too.
Everyone that I know that's done it has gotten nothing. Just dead air.
No. Someone did that shit to me.
They
I'm
started
not
a
answering.
Band.
Man, I would. I'd be like, that's pretty gnarly, man. Let me see that dick.
Where you at? Let's meet at a sewer and fuck.
Let's do some sewage play. We'll do a sewage gangbang, man.
If I got one of those, I'd have to sit there and think about it. Like,
sewage am I going to do it?
Do I respond to this?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Because now they got these phone calls that you
could
get
be
that
a
are
serial
masked.
Killer.
Could be a serial killer.
I want to bash your brains in with a rock.
Trying to outsmart people.
Yeah.
That'd
being real obvious.
Yeah.
Super obvious. I'm your number neighbor.
Damn it. I bought this kidnapping van for no reason, but now, thank you, Jesus, I've got
number
neighbor to play.
Good God. So anyway, y'all y'all formed by a text message that was a joke?
Yeah, evidently. I didn't know it was a joke. I thought it was serious.
That's kind of amazing.
Because
I wasn't even in on it.
No, I thought it was to get his brother who started playing bass in a band to start doing something is what I thought it was.
It might have been.
Okay, then. There you go.
And then what'd they do? They number neighbored you and
I'm in another,
pulled up in a van and grabbed you.
I can't just bullshit off the cuff like the drummer does. I'm in another band with them. And they're like, hey, you play bass pretty good. You want to be in a metal band? And
so,
I'm like, yeah.
Well, where did all y'all come from?
My
Fort
mom.
Worth.
Denton, your mom.
Denton, my mom
Denton,
and dad.
Mom.
Denton and Fort Worth. We have already gone over this.
Band-wise, who have y'all been with? And
do you guys like websites?
Websites, overrated.
Started in fifth grade.
Awesome.
There was a school, and I went there. And they had a band.
Y'all had a band there?
Yeah. And it's just been a never-ending
in fifth grade,
succession
did you have to
of
pick
bands.
Your instrument? Like a. That's when I had to pick my instrument, and it was a trombone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to pick one.
Still have it up in the attic.
Right. Yeah.
God rest its soul.
But
what instrument did you pick?
I picked the drums.
And that carried over.
I'm the drummer.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Really
I mean,
worked.
It was an easy choice.
That is an easy choice.
Because I was born...
Did you have to audition to be the drum to be into drums
and
when you were a kid? Because when I went in for band, it was you had to try out for drums. It was the only one that you really had to try out for.
That's
because everybody wanted to play the drums.
And they said all the losers take saxophone because it'll keep their interest.
It was really interesting that all the rich kids
they tried to stick me with clarinet
became drummers.
Clarinet,
yeah, because the reeds are easier than the trumpet stuff, I guess. And yeah, that's okay. I transferred schools the next year and didn't even start. I got to play recorder again for another 6 months.
Well, I went to Richland up here, and then when I transferred, my family moved to Hearst. At Hearst Junior High, they had a bass player in their band, and I was pissed.
Wow.
I was like, fuck, I could have done that. I could have played with him, been Ned's Atomic Dustbin.
I went to a a band performance at a football game a couple of years ago, and one of the kids was playing full up, like straight up playing electric guitar, like had an amp and everything.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's what he
did. He had someone who was moving around the field? Does they?
No, I'm sorry. They didn't march, but okay, when they were doing, when they were just performing and stuff, like out up in the stands and stuff, I don't think they marched. I know the kid had a guitar.
Unit?
Maybe.
Running around?
I forgot how it worked.
A nice badass wireless unit in high school.
Imagine that.
Field.
Guess what?
You can get those for $40.
You made the band. Awesome. What do? You just get to run around with the amp. You gotta run around with a 5150 and a little combo that you put under it, or a two speakers.
You're the lackey that has to follow the guitarist around.
Yeah, I guess it would be easier if you just lugged around a combo.
Yeah,
than the 5150 and the speakers.
Definitely or want JCM a combo 900. For your marching guitar rig
for sure.
A Crate 8-inch.
Yeah,
totally. I had one of those once. It was made of wood too.
I had a Crate.
I didn't have the wood one.
It was horrible.
I had a Gorilla 8-inch.
A Gorilla 8-inch what?
It's one of those little crappy electric amps you can find at pawn shops in the 80s.
But that's not what he was going for. He's going for more sewer
blood.
No, I really did.
Did you say sewer blood?
Sewer play.
God, we keep coming up with these great terms. We got sewer play, sewer prey, and now sewer blood.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Apropos of nothing, I actually remember from playing You Don't Know Jack in the 90s that gorillas have really small cocks. So the joke didn't even work in the first place.
It really didn't. So your 8-inch gorilla joke doesn't work.
It wasn't a joke.
You would
I really
be a
had
beast of a gorilla.
I really had a 8-inch gorilla practice amp.
Maybe
like,
King
I'm not
Kong
lying
had
about
an
it.
8-inch one. I don't know. We need to get Peter in here to talk about animal dicks again.
How horrible would that be if you're King Kong's big-ass gorilla, but then you have an 8-inch dick?
Well, in gorilla terms, that'd be huge.
Not in King Kong's size.
Not if it's King
gorilla
Kong
terms.
Size, though.
I mean, King Kong, he stood, what, 8 stories?
Wow.
Something like
that? It depends
that.
On...
And then, like, hold on, in I'll terms of up. Circumference, it's, like, still proportional to King Kong.
So, just...
So, like,
it's 8 inches.
He's got, like, just, a pizza dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a giant...
Robin egg.
Like, he can bang a sewer manhole.
Yeah.
Back to...
While there's a bunch of kids spray painting...
Oh,
spray
so
painting.
Like, what's that rumbling?
What the hell?
What the hell is that coming
is that
to the
thunder?
Barrel?
Nope, that's a penis.
That's a whole new kind of sewer
giant
death.
Gorilla dick. And you're running. It's a whole new flood to run
you
away
slip,
from.
Slip and fall. I'm like, ow, fuck, Dustin, pick me up out of this gorilla sperm.
It's in my eye.
I want to see that animated now.
You need to get Rebecca to draw that.
Rebecca, can you animate this for us? You and Joe. Anyway, so...
Don't leave me! Don't leave me, Dustin!
So if you started this as a joke text, and you're just keeping it going, see how far it'll go? I mean, it's lasted, y'all have recorded an album.
I can predict how far it'll go.
That you sounds can. Ominous. Ominous.
We actually practiced for about a year and a half, 2 years before we got... Jared?
Well, your first several practices weren't with me, right?
No, yeah, we did it for a while before. Even did a demo thing.
With another bass player?
No.
Just
us.
Just with y'all?
Yeah, and I recorded the bass as me playing guitar, and it was, you know, what sounds like me playing bass to my guitar parts. So it was, you know, bland and boring, but something.
Yeah.
And he doesn't play what I play, so, you know, it makes it a whole different kind of vibe with the one guitar and the one bass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was refreshing when he came in and joined the band and actually came up with bass lines. That
and could play very well, yeah.
You're like, oh, cool, our music kind of sounds good.
Yeah, he's better than me at his job than I am at mine, so.
Yeah.
They keep me corrected in time and mostly.
So I saw y'all with Vorvon at Tin Panther, I think.
Was that pretty? Yeah. Is that for their CD release party?
No. I don't think it was. It was like
we did play with Vorvon at Tin Panther. That was like our first show.
It was like last year.
I thought that was. Oh yeah, it was Vorvon. Okay.
It was like last year.
Yeah,
that was one of our early shows.
And I was wondering if that was y'all's first show or not.
No, the first show was at J&J's basement.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That was in November last year.
Who'd y'all play with up there?
Who did we play with? Shit.
Played with Heater. Right.
Was it? No, that was one of the other shows.
That reminds me, I need to send Heater a message.
I don't remember at all. It wasn't.
I thought it was Heater. Wasn't it like Butcher Baker?
Yeah, it was Butcher Baker. Okay, and that was also their first show. And
y'all done a few shows with them, right?
Yeah,
it seems
yeah.
like anytime I see y'all's name pop up, it's for a while. It was
yeah. Mm-hmm. We were kind of hooking each other up yeah. and stuff. We got another one booked with them in December.
Because I've seen y'all at Growl too, but I can't remember if they were there or not.
I don't think we played with the Growl yet.
Yeah.
Not a Growl.
It went, okay.
Yeah. We played them a couple times at Tin Panther. We played with them at the J&J's. And we got another one coming up with them at a Growl in December.
Growl. Mm-hmm.
Where'd y'all record this at?
Cloudland.
At Cloudland. Mm-hmm. See, I told you yesterday.
You did say that, actually.
I said it.
So it sounds like a Cloudland drum room.
The drum mix. Room sounds like Cloudland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robbie did that one for us.
Yeah.
Oh, Robbie did the whole thing? Mm-hmm. That's cool. Where'd you send it for mixing? I mean, for mastering?
Clinton Yossi.
Yeah.
Orange Otter Audio.
Nice. And this is sitting on 3 months old?
We put this out in April.
In April?
Yeah.
For some reason, I think it was June.
No, it was April.
Okay.
Yeah. We wanted to get it out as soon as possible, and I wanted to do it over the holidays, but just everything, the way everything works, it didn't, because this is the first time I've been that involved in post-production, and yeah, I didn't realize how long things actually really take. And even then, it's pretty accelerated to get it out, because we recorded it in November of last year, right before we started playing shows, and then we put it out 5 months later, so that's pretty quick.
Do y'all have new material
in
the burner?
Oh, yeah. Tons of stuff. That's only six songs. We've got three more we recorded in the same session. We're going to put out in the fall. And then we have 16 complete songs. And we got about four or five more to go. And we play about 10 songs a set.
Nice.
So we're almost to the point we could play two complete sets in two different nights. Almost.
Mm-hmm. Or we could do a residency and do one night, two different sets.
We could. Almost. Except I think the drummer would die.
We could throw in some Kenny Loggins.
You could.
Would you do it for Kenny Loggins?
Would you?
Mm-hmm. Would I do Kenny Loggins?
No, would you do that if we played Kenny Loggins?
It'd
be a long night.
If we did, what do you mean?
Like two sets.
Two sets in a night?
Yeah.
How long a break?
However long you need.
Like 24 hours?
No.
Will there be refreshments?
There's always refreshments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Punch and pie?
Yes, punch and pie.
So you'd have to play, if you're doing Kenny Loggins, you got to do the Footloose theme, right?
Yes.
Highway to the Danger Zone for sure.
Caddyshack.
You got to do Danger Zone.
Yes.
I'd say Danger Zone. I would leave that for the encore. If you have time for an encore, right?
Yeah, our sets are only about 35 minutes usually, so.
Yeah. Where would you do Playing with the Boys? Because you got to have the big volleyball montage.
Man, that's a good middle of the set type song where everybody's got that good vibe going and they're all greased up and
sandy,
looking good.
That was going to be our JJTM commercial for this year. And we never shot it. It was
playing volleyball on the beach?
We were going to be playing volleyballs and reenact the Top Gun with Playing with the Boys going. And it was going to be, I wanted it to be us playing like the Methinks guys.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And I thought it'd be funny as us all oiling each other up and then playing volleyball. You know,
slow-mo.
Slow-mo and stuff like Top Gun. And yeah, we just never shot it.
There's always
like all of our good ideas.
We have all these great ideas. We never shoot them. Never shoot them.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday we'll do a movie or like we've been talking about doing for 10 years now.
He has a top 30 greatest hits.
Are we going to go through them and rate them, all 30 songs?
That is insane.
Are we going to rate them?
No.
Then move along.
We're
going to
move along.
Nothing to see here.
We're going to move along. When's y'all's next show?
I got to look at my phone, honestly. We have three coming up. It's October sometime. Let's see.
Well, you get this Kenny Loggins set together. Could be at Mass.
That's the wrong month. Next one is October 11th at Growl.
I can't
do that, yeah. I need to update that. Then after that, we're at the Sunshine, surprisingly, because that's a hard place to get into nowadays. Surprisingly.
You're being sarcastic.
We had a hard time
getting out of there the other night.
Yeah, it used to be.
I always have a hard time exiting.
Yeah, it used to be a matter of, anybody could pretty much play there, but I think they cut back on their shows a lot to make the owners happy or to not scare away the crowd, the regulars or something.
The four dudes.
The four dudes.
Is that one drunk lawyer who sits in the middle of the tables?
Yeah.
You guys see him with the laptop? He's always passing out.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
That's usually my ride home.
No.
It's him.
Please say it. That's true.
I usually ask him to work cases for me. And then he passes out at the bar.
It's like Dave's doctor last night. What the fuck?
I don't know.
I think we could talk about that. It's been 20 years, I think. No?
I don't know.
All right, I'll get with Spectacle's legal team and see if I can talk about Dave's stories with his doctors.
Yeah.
Does it involve sewage play?
No.
It could easily end up there.
Now, one thing
sure.
I
guess
like
any
to,
story could, man.
One thing we haven't done this in a while with a band, and several people have asked for us to bring it back. And that is where we go onto Facebook and we read a band bio. And usually, the way this works is a band hasn't touched their bio in
We have a bio?
5 years.
I think it's like three words.
I don't even know if we have a bio.
It's more than five words.
Oh.
Y'all actually have a really good one. Because most of the time, like I said, bands will forget about it and you'll go and read it, and it's the most pretentious write up that, like, the guitarist wrote and is completely embarrassed about now. Because almost always, especially with metal bands, we're a band that can't be classified. You can't fit us into any genre or mold.
All I do is copy and paste from the weekly.
I know. I like how you went and checked it real quick before I read it. So I've got it right here, and y'all's is actually pretty good. It's from the Fort Worth Weekly, June 2019. Thrashy three-piece aux combine is all killer, no filler, packing high-speed power chord crunch into compact blast of metal mania. Precision engineered to explode like a barrel of toxic waste heated by laser beams. Fired out of the eyes of a cold-blooded cyborg killing machine who also has a sword for no other reason than that a robot with a sword is fucking awesome.
Because it is, for one thing. But yeah, I can't take credit for writing that. I just copied from the Fourth Weekly Music Awards bio section of all the bands and said, hey, this is pretty damn good. I'll drop it in there.
I mean,
I do credit you guys, Fort Worth Weekly, by the way.
That write-up there is the best ever. Yeah. I would never change it.
I have no idea who actually wrote that either.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
If you're listening and you wrote this, send us a note and we'll pass it on to these guys. But, I mean, the last line is the best. Well, it's one giant line, but after the comma, who also has a sword for no other reason than that a robot with a sword is fucking awesome.
That is true, though.
I mean, Voltron had a sword, right?
And I kind of really enjoyed it. That Pacific Rim movie, at the very end, the robot has a sword all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Avatar, too.
I was like, whoa, he's got a sword. Avatar, no.
Yeah, he had a knife.
That's not a robot.
It was kind of a robot.
What was it, like a...
It was like a mecha suit or something.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, robots with swords are cool.
Don't you
because,
tell me.
I mean, if you're a robot, you can have missiles, you can have rockets, you can have guns. You could have lasers, but whipping out the sword means business.
Well, the original Optimus Prime had an axe.
He did.
Yeah.
And that was really rad. But I like this write-up. This write-up, y'all. It's very well. Very good.
I very much appreciate them putting that in there for us.
Very, very good. Like I said, I've seen you guys a couple times. It's always fun to see you guys. I've enjoyed
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
We aim to please.
You guys want a chip?
No, I aim to please. No, would you like some chips? Would you like some whiskey?
I think we should
would
all.
You, like some queso?
You want a cheap? I think we should eat a chip.
On the air?
On there. Yeah, all of us.
Well, maybe you can eat some chips while we go. I have this topic here I want to hit on.
There's no more fire.
Okay.
Do you want to get serious or do you want to have some fun? Because I want y'all's opinion.
Serious fun.
Oh, and I have a new segment. Would you like to try the new segment out? And these guys can participate in it.
I'd rather have fun. I've been serious all day.
Okay, because
I don't want to be serious anymore.
There's a story going around that we nearly had a mass shooting here in Fort Worth, but it was averted.
I thought you were going to... Never mind.
But I just want to throw it out there that this is all breaking news that's going down right now, like right before we started the show. So you may hear about it, and it's basically a father turned his son in.
Well, yeah, I think I read something about this.
It's pretty interesting.
Like he had gone to a few gun shops and stuff. He kept getting denied because of his background check, which I guess it worked.
It works. Background checks work.
But then he also tried to buy black market too, right?
No, they didn't say anything about black market on this.
I think he did. The article I read, I think he went to several gun shops. He got turned down, and then he started to try to look for stuff on the street to buy.
Well, the thing was, it says he went to the bank and
withdrew
$600,
And he had mental issues.
What are you buying with $600?
A lot of cocaine. What?
Weapon-wise, what are you buying for $600?
Weapon-wise?
I actually know the answer to that.
Really one
cool,
pistol?
Fucking really cool sword.
A Taurus.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Nunchucks.
Yeah, that'd be it, right? Yeah,
pretty much. Or one of those cheap Chinese ones.
Yeah? That's pretty much all you're going to get.
Yeah.
I'd get some nunchucks.
Those are only like 40 bucks.
Yeah. You get some throwing knives.
I get a lot. Chinese stars?
No, throwing knives.
I'd get a Chinese throwing star.
I'd go buy a deck of cards and just throw cards at people.
There
like
you go.
I'm fucking Gambit. What's up?
Yeah.
You can cut people with playing cards. I've seen
so
it done.
This guy, he got arrested, right?
Yeah, they arrested him. It's part of the I guess it's all going into the, what you were talking about last week, those red laws or whatever they are.
Red flag laws?
Red flag laws.
So, okay, here's the deal. What's he going to get prosecuted with?
Pre-crime.
Pre-crime. It's happening.
The precogs out there and fucking Tom Cruise whipped his hand in the air and was moving screens around and found him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what this is. It's all... I mean, he didn't make a threat, so you can't arrest him on an act of a terroristic threat. It was just the dad was worried.
It could be strictly could mental issues, so they could have him to the hospital.
Yeah.
That's what they said. I think they said he had some past.
So that's the thing is, like, what do you charge him with? This is the first really thing since those red flag laws have gone into effect.
Yeah, it's a conundrum.
It happened here.
I didn't know. So are the red flag laws, is that a state thing or a nationwide thing?
I don't know.
It's relatively just came out of nowhere. Everybody started talking about it.
September 1st is when they went into effect, right?
I know that's when the dick pic law went into effect. Changed my life completely.
Did your phone cleared up, right? You stopped getting dick pics sent to you?
All of a sudden, my phone doesn't ring as much anymore. My baby don't call my line anymore.
She don't show you her
There's
penis?
There's something wrong with my line, because when I dial my baby's number.
All right,
who did that? Is that New Edition?
Yeah.
Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong
that
with
Bobby
my
Brown
line.
Was so hot.
I think that was before New Edition.
Was it?
I think so. That sounds like something from the 80s.
That New Edition was in the 80s, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I think so.
I was very young.
It was
in
before
the
80s. Bobby Brown did Every Little Step I Take. Every Little Step I Take. We'll be together.
Okay, so I've got a new bit. And we're going to try it
night.
Tonight. Y'all
a toss
are here
and
for
turn.
A new bit.
History.
It's called Matt Sings Bobby Brown Songs. No.
Success.
It's called, I'm going to, and Jeffrey Lord, don't steal this. We don't have a theme for it yet. We don't have a good working title. The working title I'm going with right now, because I made it up 10 seconds before we started the show.
You mean do the theme song?
Is Fort Worth Reddit page questions for Matt.
Oh, okay. I like this. You mean to do a theme?
Go for it. You can.
Dun,
this is the hardline
thing.
This is the hardline thing.
Oh.
Doesn't work.
Okay, well, just do it then.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cruise through the Fort Worth Reddit page here because a lot of people like to ask questions on here of the Fort Worth community. And you guys, I want you to chime in too. The first question is, what are some recommended spots for laser hair removal?
Do I look like I care about that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'll look it up.
I mean, it depends on what you're getting lasered off. Like
pubes.
What hairs? Pubes?
Where would you go? You want to be an international taint model?
Well, I would say you could start at Marlon's rehearsal spot. That'd be a good place to start.
Cosmic rehearsal?
I bet you could get it done at a Taco Casa. At some place in
That's
Texas.
Weird. Yeah. Places to eat near Panther Pavilion or the Stockyards that are good.
There's too many.
Pass.
I haven't been down there in probably over 20 years.
Well, if you're from out of town and you're bringing people in, don't you do the stupid...
They do.
Joe T. Garcia's.
That's why I don't go there. Yeah.
Riskies.
And Riskies. Take them to Riskies.
And what's the one with the Dirty Bird or the Love Shack?
Yeah.
Love Shack Burgers. You got to eat there. And then you can also, man, I don't know if you've heard of this place, Chili's.
Chili's is really good.
Yeah, you could go Chili's. There to eat.
Dos Molinas.
Yeah.
In the Stockyard, or just outside the Stockyard.
Yep. What Applebee's. About, Applebee's.
Where's a good place to buy curtains? This is on the Fort Worth.
Well, that would be a Sunshine Bar again.
And now this
Yeah.
The store, the guy says...
Oh, you said buy curtains. I thought you said play with curtains.
Not play with curtains. Not meet curtains.
My wife does like a Bed Bath & Beyond for curtains, though.
Big ones for sliding doors. They don't have to be blackouts. They can be fabric, beaded, or bamboo. They prefer a pattern. So where do you go to buy curtains, Matt?
Buy them, right? Not play with them.
Not play with them.
IKEA? But that's not in Fort Worth, is it?
No.
It's like Grand Prairie.
Six Flags.
There are curtains at Six Flags.
Yes. That's where I go. That's where I would go.
So if you're new to town, go to Six Flags, walk around the park, spend all day trying to find some curtains there. I think they're over by where they play the games on the Midway in Gotham City.
They have Gotham City at Six Flags? Yeah. I'm so out of touch with my town. I haven't been to Six Flags since I was a teenager, and I haven't been to Cat
I don't know if
since.
You're going to be qualified to answer these hard-hitting questions.
Have you ever been to Chili's?
Too often to tell you, to want to admit to you, but not in the last 10 years.
Fucking delicious.
Now, Matt, I know this one's right up your alley.
I'd rather go to Taco Casa.
And this is a big one because of football season. Okay. What's the best way to get crisp local channels?
Crisp local channels.
Well, I do know the answer to that.
Okay.
Powered antenna.
A powered
with one of those little amps built into it, because we have one.
Nice HD antenna.
Yeah. It's not really HD. It's one of those little flat panel things you stick in your house kind of up high.
I think I have one hidden in here behind that curtain.
There you go. Well, curtains and antennas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have curtains and antennas in here. If you want to buy some, just come over here, both you people.
So I feel like they're asking where are there enough TV screens that are in HD and you can watch in 4K and all that. And I would say Rick's Cabaret.
All right. Okay.
We'll go to that.
You go there and watch the game.
Watch the games. And if you want to make a drive, they got really good TVs in Austin at a place called the Yellow Rose.
It's
a little farther outside of town.
Well, you're also out of the blackout market area.
Right.
In case the game is blacked out, you just go down to Austin and you can actually watch it. I remember when people used to have to drive down to Waco to watch Cowboy games.
Yeah.
Because they were out of market.
Do you remember when you saw a grown man riding a bike butt-ass naked in Austin?
I do remember that. That was right before our showcase at South by Southwest on the boat.
Where people were wrapped around the hotel parking lot to get on an event that we were doing.
Yeah. We're doing this event, and you guys are here to see the bands.
Were you supposed to be on this boat?
What? Why are all y'all here for us? Three more real quick. These are fast hitters. Best place for Pokemon Go.
Oh, dude.
Water park, maybe?
I know that Denton has a lot of spots on the square.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of... We're talking about Fort Worth.
This is the Fort Worth.
Yeah.
I'd say the sewer.
Sewer's good.
The big sewer tunnel that runs underneath downtown that
Find
keeps
a big
it from flooding
down. Down there, you know.
Yeah.
The one that you can drive like two trucks through.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe 7th. You'd have to put up with the people on 7th Street, but...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, if you go down there on 7th, every one of those bars is probably a gym or a Pokestop or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
There's a bunch of stops, and then every once in a while there's a gym.
I think Magnolia is a big player, too.
Yeah.
I think I remember Zach running up and down Magnolia playing.
Zach runs up and down all the time, no matter where he's at. He's addicted to that stuff.
To Pokemon. He still plays Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did I tell you about this time about last year, I fell back into it for a little bit because I was my new job. I was driving around all the time up in Denton. And then...
was this before you started watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
Bachelor in Paradise, sir.
Was this before then or around the same time you started playing Pokemon Go and watching Bachelor in Paradise?
Bachelor in Paradise was recently. That was last... This was last year. Yeah. I don't know why we're rehashing my Bachelor in Paradise watching parties.
A lot of people are asking me, is Matt really watching that?
Yeah,
is this
dude?
A bit for the show?
No. Yeah.
Okay, hiking and biking options.
Man. Gateway trails.
And we've got a hook you can take with you to the Gateway.
No, okay, all joking aside, there are some good trails out there.
There are. I've been there.
There are?
So,
yeah.
But you can take the hook if you want to.
I'm being told by our remote producer that Sundance Square is also a good place for Pokemon Go.
Yeah, makes for sense. Sure.
For good, yeah. Makes
also,
makes sense.
Back to biking, too. I don't know if this counts. I think it's Tarrant County, but North Shore, Grapevine. Those are some of the best trails in the state.
Oh, yeah, for mountain bike riding, if you're big mountain bike riding.
Yeah.
And Tandy Hills is a good place.
And you could take the hook there, too.
You could. You can take the hook. Hook is portable and light. You can take it anywhere.
You think Six Flags would let us in with that?
Do you think you could ride a bike with that in?
Oh,
like all strapped up
on a bike trail, on a mountain bike trail.
It'd certainly be an adventure.
It would be an adventure.
That's something I'd like to see.
And where was the other one? There's one more in here I wanted to read. This person wants to know if anybody wants to go grab some ramen noodles tonight. That's always safe to ask on Reddit. Oh, the last question is: do you know what's going on with the Trinity River? That's pretty wide open.
Yeah, sure. It's called sewage play.
It says here, my family and I were biking on it today. It smelled terrible, and there were crews pulling out lots of dead fish. Any idea what
Imagine
happened?
That. The Trinity smelling terrible.
And dead fish, yeah.
And dead fish being pulled out.
Who would have ever thought?
I'd say, over it, pussy.
I'm astounded.
Whoa.
And jeez. Astonished.
I could... Wait, we can't say that now? On podcast?
No, I think
we get
you
the
can.
Memo?
No, I think you can.
Get over it, pussy.
It's just a kid. Little kid. Poor little kid. You're going to... Scar him.
Wait, the kid?
So do you know what's going on with the Trinity? Why are there dead fish?
I told you. It's called sewage play. What that entails is sewage prey.
Is it?
And also,
how many fingers
sewage blood.
Okay. So that's your end on that. Okay.
Yeah. That was a burp.
So that's it. Maybe we'll do this again next week. Maybe we'll find some more questions to ask you. These are just what's going on Reddit. If you... are on r/Fort Worth. These are some of the things people ask, and it's good to know.
It's like a non-judgmental.
It is a non-judgmental
next door.
Let's see here, and it's pretty nice knowing that your community is in.
I prefer to think of next door as like a judgmental Reddit.
Oh well, that works too.
Next door is from our remote producer, she's saying it was the day after rocking the river, and it was because too many people were peeing in it.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Fake
yeah,
news. Sense.
So then your sewer theory
is correct.
Comes to play.
Mm-hmm. Sewage play.
Y'all ever gone out to rock in the river?
No, but I witnessed its aftermath when I was riding out there one day.
You were?
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking horrible.
Like, you know, it's funny. Like 4 or 5 years ago, we did a photo shoot for the Fort Worth Weekly or for the Star Telegram on that little beach thing they have there. Oh. And we had one of the former Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders out there, and she's all in her bikini and everything and standing in the water, and we're taking photos at sunset. Then the next day, they dredge out a dead body that was about 50 feet from her up in the up in the weeds, some dead homeless person.
Jeez.
It's like they find homeless people up around that bend all the time. Mm-hmm. Just right up from rocking the river, and yet let's go hang out in the Trinity and listen to red dirt country music.
Does not appeal to me in the least.
No, it doesn't. No.
Is it all red dirt?
Most of it is, yeah, because most of it's done by the ranch, right?
I think so, yeah.
They put that on?
Yeah, I think so. My wife went there with a sister one year, and she came home, and yeah, I was like, take a shower now, please. Oh my God, you fucking stink.
Really?
Yeah. That bad? It was horrible. It was really, really horrible.
Well, see, I keep toying to get into this kayak world and start kayaking and everything.
Just but don't go in.
The Trinity is, of course, the easiest body of water right around here to get into, mm-hmm. right? And it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, what is this?
Hey, toss me one of them. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Railhead Red.
Yeah, these came from Flagstaff when I was out there.
Yeah, I was right. See? Told you guys that.
Some Flagstaff beer.
Flagstaff beer.
I have two other things. One of them is really, really quick. Are y'all Metallica fans?
More or less.
At all?
Kinda.
I like everything up until, and this is where I usually get roasted by the people in the room, up until And Justice for All. I really didn't care for that. But Master of Puppets is one of the first metal records I ever heard, and it blew my mind.
And that's good, because yeah. I think that's pretty much
I like where Justice.
I mean, I like the Black Album.
But and a lot of people do like Justice, too. I'm kind of in the minority there.
That Blackened is fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
there's song, but
Dyer's Eve on there is ridiculous.
But two songs, sure.
Fuck me.
Harvester?
Nah, that's all
right. Not a fan of Harvester?
Not really. Yeah. And I mean,
is that the one with the Oompa Loompas?
Harvester. No, I can't even do it, huh? No.
That's the.
It's the one that kind of sounds like Harbinger.
Yeah. Oh,
well, that's okay. Not Harvester song.
No.
That one is the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
What is that?
Freightins of Sanity?
It is, isn't it? Freightins of Sanity.
Is it?
God, it's been a while since I've heard Justice.
Yeah.
I even listened to it lately to try to get back into it and see if I could, you know, actually get my mind around it and enjoy it. And I'm like, ugh. Is this song over yet?
So I'm not going to lie that when they did the whole years and years and years ago, even though this was right after Load Reload came out, and I think those albums were pretty heavy when they did this, they did a symphony show with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was going to be pretty cool. And it was. Some of the older stuff they did sounded pretty badass with strings and stuff behind it. They did it again over the weekend.
Oh, did they?
They did a second S&M 2. And I was like, okay, cool. We'll check it out. You know, we'll see. And Loudwire put up the set list, and I'm really disappointed in it.
Is it all Barry Manilow songs? Wait, that's the wrong guy. Kenny Loggins.
They're pretty much all Kenny Loggins songs. They do Master, of course, and One. But the only stuff earlier than that is Whom the Bell Tolls and The Call of the Cthulhu. And that's it. Everything else is new.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it's they do a couple off of Load and Reload, which is weird. And then a bunch of it's off Death Magnetic and what was the last one called?
Hardwired or Self-Destruct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good song. The rest of the album was kind of meh.
There's something weird about that album.
Yeah.
The production, that's very weird to me.
It's very, seemed raw, but it just, again, it's just kind of like,
it's like there's a fake raw, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everything is so precise. Exactly.
That's a very good way to put it, yeah.
And then we need to saturate this to make it sound like it's raw, but it still sounds like it's Pro Tools the fuck out of.
And see, that's why I kind of said it with a wince, you know, because
yeah,
it kind of has,
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very weird.
I get really disappointed when bands make new music. It's really disappointing.
Speaking of new music.
Well, you're the one who shit on the Tool album earlier.
Oh, I was just kidding, though.
Do you like it?
No, I don't like Tool at all.
You don't?
Okay. Not their old stuff or the new stuff.
Yeah, I just hate bands when they try to put out new stuff and make us like them. And their new directions they're going. It sucks.
Really, just fuck music in general, honestly, you know?
Yeah, why are we even here?
Now this is my type of podcast. Yeah.
But when you're playing for 40 years, I mean, you're going to not make every album to every person's not going to like it. It's the way it goes.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I'm also a huge Iron Maiden fan, but there's some eras where I just know I just can't listen to it.
You going
to
go when they come through here in a couple weeks?
Yeah, and Barry Manilow has an issue with that.
With what?
With
changing? And
no, no, with
Paul Anka.
With saying that 40 years of music can't all be good.
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't say can't be good. I said can't appeal to everyone.
Unless it's Barry Manilow.
Well, Barry Manilow has changed.
We're not trying to kick Barry Manilow in the nuts.
No.
That period of where...
He needs the hook.
Yeah. Where Barry Manilow went into his black metal period was really weird.
Yeah, that's when he got into the hook.
Yeah, that's when he got the hook.
Yeah.
He had a black hook?
Whoa.
So wait. if we're gonna shit on music, let's shit on music.
Okay.
And I want you all to shit on this hard, because this is no hard feelings. You can say
we're Ox Combine,
whatever.
Everybody.
Because
at gmail.com,
Loudwire also put together a list of the 10 most amazing albums with no weak songs.
Yeah, I didn't read that. I saw the headline, but didn't actually read it.
Okay. So number 10, King Diamond, Abigail.
If you want to count every song as a weak song equals no song as a weak song, then yeah. I agree.
Damn.
Abigail. Sorry, Matt. I think Abigail's pretty good. Well, yeah. Well, that's his, like, that would be his.
That's his Abbey Road.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah. His
The Wall.
His Wall.
Right.
What do you think of that album, Matt?
I liked it. Whenever we met Andrew, and I went on my little obsession.
Delacroix?
What?
What's his name?
Andrew O'Hearn?
O'Hearn?
Oh, no, yeah. I was thinking of somebody totally different.
But we,
were you trying to think of Eric Delagarde?
Yes. Thank you.
Anyway.
I was trying to wow you with my King Diamond knowledge.
I listened to the whole album. A few times.
Yeah.
I think Abigail's great.
Yeah, I think it's good. I don't know why you're shitting on it.
I only like it when bands start out. So Merciful Fate, we're okay.
Yeah, Merciful Fate.
But then New, no.
No.
No New.
No New.
No. You get like three shots and
then you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next one on the list was And Justice for All.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Yeah. I always skip one when I listen to it, if I listen to it.
Yeah, because one got killed by MTV.
You skip it because it's old and played, but is it a bad song?
No.
It's a good song, right?
No, it's not a bad song, and it is what really kind of broke them, too. So.
Yeah.
A chip on the mic again.
So that's the thing you got to weigh, is your opinion versus, is it a bad song?
Oh, yeah, and it is my opinion.
Does it have Oompa Loompas?
Only opinion. What?
Does it have Oompa Loompas?
Nope.
I don't think that one does. No.
It's a different song.
That has a movie and some machine gun fire.
Okay. So number 8, Crack the Sky, Mastodon.
I could agree with that, yeah.
There's not a bad song on that. The only one I'm kind of like, meh, now that I've heard that album, I don't know, 600,000 times, is Divinations. That one kind of gets on me. That kind of grates on me just a little bit.
Oh, I like that song. Yeah. But,
Oh, the one like the banjo?
Blood Mountain. Right, yeah. Blood Mountain was pretty much listened to. Like, you could. That
Blood
was
Mountain
front
was,
to back.
Was front to
badass.
Back, too. They're both great.
I'm going to eat
but
another
But they put
chip
Cracked Sky on here. Number 6, which is fitting, Slayer, Rain and Blood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not a bad song on that at all. And that album influenced a ton of people.
It still does.
I may have numbered this wrong. I don't remember. Listen, 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyway, next up is Sepultura, Arise.
I don't think I've heard that one all the way through.
That's the one with dead embryonic cells, right?
I think so.
Because Chaos AD had Chaos AD and the other one, right? Refuse Resist. Chaos AD.
And I like that album better.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I liked Arise because that's what got me going. Because dead embryonic cells was like, holy fuck, what is this? And it made my mom mad. That's the first time I've ever made my mom mad with my music, ever. Was I put that in. And you know the cover is that weird art with the eyeball and all the weird shit around it. And she was just like, what is this? Because I had it loud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fucking fast. Tool, Enema.
Hmm? Yeah.
That's actually my favorite one, Tool album. I do like the new one quite a bit. I've only listened to it 3 times, but... I do quite like it.
I get the only thing I'm going to rag on now that it's been out for a while and I've listened to it for a while is repetition just gets there's a ton of repetition in it.
That is true.
It's more like get to the point, but Tempest is a fucking badass song. Number 4, Cynic, Focus.
I have no idea who that is.
I'm not a Cynic fan.
Kind of jazz, death metal type mixture. They're one of those Jackson. Were they from Jacksonville? Somewhere in Florida. They're like friends with Cannibal Corpse and always tour with them and stuff.
That's up your
It's good
alley.
Stuff.
I'm not a Cynic fan.
I don't mind it. Don't mind it at all.
Number three, I hate this band. I don't hate them. I just don't figure. I don't know why everybody's all like, oh,
can take a guess.
So great. What?
Oh, they're so great. Do I like them?
No. We've walked out on them twice.
Oh, Opeth.
Bam!
Yeah.
Opeth, Blackwater Park.
Yeah.
Never really heard them.
I'm not into them, and everybody's like, well, they're the forefathers of sludge and progression, and you need to put them together. They brought sludge and progression together. And you need to
we have walked out on them several times.
Twice.
Yeah.
I know twice we've walked out on Opeth.
Yeah. I'm sure they're cool guys and stuff, but I'm not really into their music either, man. It's like, man, I don't know about this stuff.
Number two, Emperor. Any Emperor fans?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Those guys are rare. Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk is the album. I'm not a big Emperor person.
No, I mean neither.
Never really heard them.
Never really. And number one, which makes me laugh and makes me go, is this list actually
Let
a
me
bit?
Guess, it's an ICP album?
It's got to be.
Insane Clown Posse Chicken Hunting. No.
Chicken Hunting. Is that a real album?
Is it?
No, it's Chicken a song. Hunting. Called Chicken Hunting.
It'd be better if it was an album.
I don't know.
I mean, it's cool that it's a song.
I think
but
it's on the Great Malenko. How do I know that? Ask Seth when you get home tonight. Dio, Holy Diver.
Oh, why are you hating on Dio, man?
Every song on Holy Diver is good.
It's got some good stuff, but I wouldn't say everything.
Where is? Well, I guess these were just. Well, this says amazing albums, and they're all pretty much metal based. But you could throw other stuff in there, like
The Chronic,
Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, or
The Chronic.
Which one? The first one or 2001?
2001.
2001's great.
It is. Not as good as the original.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, you want to start that debate?
I want to start that debate right now.
You've only got three shots.
All right.
All right. Yeah, what would you say? You got anything you'd put in there that would be the perfect album?
Does it got to be a metal album?
No. Any album.
Source Tags and Codes by And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead.
That's a pretty damn good album. And you know what? It's been a while. I may throw that in tomorrow. It's been a while since I've listened to that. That is a really good album.
You might oughta.
I might oughta.
What about one of the Radiohead albums? OK Computer. That was pretty close to
the
perfect.
The Bends.
Bends was good.
The Bends was pretty
OK
good.
Computer could be considered one that you can listen to front
to back.
That's
the one that everybody says is like, of our generation, the best album ever made.
And then
or of the 90s or 2000s or whatever.
What's the other one? They had
got one?
I would have swapped out the Metallica one. I would have put Master of Puppets. But
Master
of
Puppets is pretty perfect.
I can think of a lot of albums that are really good front to back. Like Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd is excellent.
Yeah.
I've got two or three Tortoise records I can listen to like that. Mm. I know that sounds weird for a metal guy, but, you know, I love Tortoise. I can think of a ton that I listen to like that. And I'm an album guy. I don't listen to the stuff on my phone and skip around and do whatever. So, I don't know. I can give you a whole list.
How about you got one over there?
I think if you consider the entirety of the Grateful Dead as one album, it's perfect.
You probably could. Would you do the same for Fish?
No.
No.
No. No, I give them three, and then they changed. You know, they went mainstream. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, as far as metal, it's... I almost consider myself the poser of the band because I don't really listen to it. So, like, half the albums that you put on there, if it was like made if it was made after, like, 1988, I probably haven't heard it.
So why isn't... Let me just throw this out. Where's Appetite for Destruction?
As far as metal albums?
Well, this just said 10 amazing albums with no weak songs. It doesn't say
that's
metal.
There definitely should be on there.
What about...
Sure. Appetite for Destruction should be
this
on there
is a polarizing
sure.
one. Nirvana Nevermind.
I think
that's,
it should. But
yeah, it's one of my favorites.
I mean, every song on there is pretty damn good.
Yeah, most people don't listen to the second side of that album at all, though. That's like
that's
the
terrible, though.
The first side is the whole, like, every song's a hit, and the second side, it's like, eh.
The first song on the second side is great. It was Territorial Pissings. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. It was beautiful. Well, it
had already gone mainstream by the time I got to the second side, so I was done.
Yeah.
That's pretty true, actually.
What about Slaughter, Stick It To You? There's not a bad song on that.
Little
or Poison.
Bullet Boys.
Smooth Up In Ya.
Smooth Up In Ya, yeah.
Is that the song or the album? I don't even remember.
That's all him.
Yeah.
I can't remember that one.
I thought of one. Oh, Pretty Hate Machine.
Yeah.
That's pretty good front to back.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of Nine Inch Nails.
You put the Downward Spiral on there because that's the one that's landmark. Exactly. And there's nothing bad on that.
Right.
But just be careful if you listen to it front to back while on a long road trip by yourself.
I bet you we agree
it will
to this.
Send you in a downward spiral.
I bet you we'll agree on this. What about Dillinger? Which one? You only get one.
God, Miss Machine's pretty good. Option Paralysis is pretty good, but I'm going with Ironworks.
I was going to go with Option Paralysis. Well, and then Miss Machine.
But then I also love...
But I love Ironworks, too.
I love In on the Killtaker. Not In on the Killtaker's Fugazi. One of Us is the Killer.
That's probably the one I wouldn't put on.
Why?
I just didn't think it was on... Like, there's... I don't know. You're right.
There's some bangers
Prancer
on there.
Prancer got on my nerves. I didn't like Prancer.
Hero of the Soviet Union?
And everybody... Yeah, that's good. It was probably...
Crossburner?
I think I was just annoyed that they released Prancer first. Like, that was their big go-to, and I was like, this is... I don't know.
Isn't that what they played on the floor of
That's when he said,
Mohawk?
This is real, too.
Yeah.
When he was beating his head up at the Golden God Awards. He was like...
Bleeding everywhere.
He's like, it's real. This is real.
Hmm.
I didn't say that to
Would
his
you
face,
do that?
Though, when I met
him. Are there any local albums you put on there?
Eek. No.
I mean, we just had the 20th
Texas Flood
anniversary or the 30th anniversary of Rubberneck?
Texas Flood.
Rubberneck, I didn't like the first song. Mexican Hairless.
The instrumental?
I don't even know why it's there. Yeah. I never heard him play it live, and then all of a sudden there's this weird little thing in the beginning. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Well, are you talking before that? You never heard it live?
No.
Yeah, because I was out there with you. I've never heard this live.
No, yeah. I saw them, I don't know how many times. I mean, my first time seeing them was at Joe's Garage when I was in high school still. And
did you ever go see him at Mad Hatter's?
Yeah, tons of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there too with Adam's Farm. Those are good
Probably
nights.
In Slowpoke all the time.
Slowpoke?
Yeah. Slowpoke was fucking awesome when they were in their
Comet
their,
would roll their, through?
Yeah, I remember Comet.
Yeah. Those were good
I kinda
nights.
I kind of miss Comet, yeah. My old bands played there a lot too.
I forgot that I've got a Mad Hatter's poster inside the house of one of the Toadie shows, but I forgot that Mad Hatter's was a vegan joint.
Yeah, with the vegan pizza. Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
They had the greatest fucking pizza.
I never ate there.
Oh, yeah.
But I was way underage to get in there, so we'd just slip in.
Yeah.
Little side door.
They didn't charge. I mean, they
No.
They charged, I'm sorry, but they didn't ID. They just unless you were buying beer.
Yeah. Just slip in the side and watch bands and stuff. Yeah.
Because I don't think I was 21 until right before they closed. And I was in a band with a bunch of kids younger than me, and Kelly, I can say this because he's gone, would let them drink, no problem, for free. You know,
yeah, that was
playing.
The thing was, if you played
you
there,
because
I had
he's
a bunch
dead.
Of,
he passed away a couple years ago.
I had a bunch of friends that had played there. I never played there because I wasn't in a band that was cool enough to play there.
No, we weren't either. Don't worry.
But they, they were all underage and could drink.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all in high school and stuff, and they'd feed them beer and stuff.
It's now, I actually sat at a table at the Gypsum Place, King Tut, right where the stage was recently.
I haven't been in King Tut in a while. I need to go over there.
It's all right.
Yeah.
That whole area is so different now, though. I mean, back then, it was like gunshots and don't walk that far down that block and stay in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't understand is when you go east of there at Magnolia, down where everything is, that was sketchy as fuck.
It was, yeah.
And there were times where I know a guy I went to school with, him and two other friends were driving back and were boxed in by a bunch of gangsters right there on Magnolia.
Damn.
And the way they were rolling was they turned, like, they were cruising down the street and boxed them in and were trying to pull them to the curb. and he popped the curb right there where Upper 90 is.
Yeah.
And turned and went to their parking lot real quick and took off up, you know, ripping through Fairmont, Southside neighborhood. That was all shit at the time, too. Yeah. Nothing what it was like now, you know.
Oh, the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. That, it's really, really crazy. And you try to tell people that, that never were in that scene, you know,
yeah,
or never went down there and stuff, how polar opposite was.
Oh, yeah.
And it, how sketchy and scary it was.
Only 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever go to the Axis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only went once, I think, to see live skull play.
Yeah.
And
that,
I was...
That was in a weird... You know, 15? Down at the dead end. It's weird.
Yeah. And I think at the time, Kelly was stealing his power from the neighbors, what I heard.
Yeah.
I have no idea how true that is. And that night, they're supposed to be skinheads running around with baseball bats or something. And... but it was a great show. It was my first live club show.
Axis was cool. And then the Vickery area, the engine room.
Yeah, and the crossing before that.
And the crossing, the Impala.
Yeah.
Those were great.
One of my friends has the Impala sign in his garage.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Impala was two stories?
Yeah. It was an old theater, Stage West.
And that's the first place Korn played when they came, when the first time they ever came to Fort Worth, Dallas.
That's you wrapping it all up, man.
Was they played at the Impala. And I remember that being a big deal, was that at school, they were like, man, this album, you know, that's got this song, Clown and Ball Tongue on it and all that, Blind. These guys are going to be playing the Impala. Let's go check them out. Went over there, and that's the first time I saw Korn was hanging over that upper railing, looking down into skinheads hitting each other and beating each other up and stuff. And the Impala, the Deftones went through there.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Man, that was a great time. I worked at a record store down the street from there on a Berry Street that's a parking lot now.
Was that the one?
That's the Blockbuster Music Sound Warehouse before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked there for a few years. My 20s.
Yeah.
Melissa used to come in with posters all the time.
You know what's weird? Is that's where I bought Load.
I might have sold it to you.
You could have.
I really seriously could have.
You could have.
Those came out when I was there.
The day Load came out. I know the day the single came out, the first one. The
I was off it by then. I was in a punk by then.
Yeah.
What's that? Memory Remains.
Yeah.
I went by there and grabbed it, the single, and then I came back and I bought Load when it came out from that Blockbuster.
Wow. I think I bought Load from Blockbuster too, man. Except it was over in Arlington.
That was the weird area I worked in.
I bought that. I think I bought it the same time as I bought King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime.
Those came out. Those did come out the same day, didn't they?
I don't know if it came out the same day, but I think I bought the CDs at the same day. And it was around the same time, for sure. I think. I don't know.
I know Far Beyond Driven and The Downward Spiral came out
the same day.
Yeah.
Far Beyond Driven.
Or at least I had them the same day.
And
I
didn't.
Because I worked at Best Buy at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Those two came out. And we had them sitting in the back. And
I think I
acquired a couple of copies and took them
I think I bought. it's funny because I think I bought Vulgar Display and no. It might have been Far Beyond Dream. One of them I bought with Nirvana, Nevermind. CDs. Well,
that's polar opposites.
See, I bought...
Well, I listened to everything, so...
But Nevermind a cassette. That's why I said sides.
Yeah, and...
That's what I did.
I bought a Lenny Kravitz, Mama Said, with that. Like the same... Right around the same time. Like the same summer, I think.
That's weird.
Why? Lenny Kravitz was badass back in the day.
He's coming to... What should
I'm not going to it.
What's that thing called?
Bronco Bowl? No, that's...
Oh, Texas dude. Live?
Texas Live. Verizon.
I'm not going.
You're not going to go? You're not going to be up there? Play Let Love Rule! I want to hear it!
No, I'm not going to go see Lenny Kravitz at the age of 43.
Not going to take a date?
No.
What if a date wants to go?
I don't have any date.
What if
I don't believe in dating.
What if a lady friend was like, man, I'd really like to see some Lenny Kravitz. Would you go?
Probably not.
Disappointment.
Just not into, he's not my jams anymore, man. Wasn't he married Aquaman's wife?
One of the Cosby kids?
Yeah, Lisa Bonet, is that her name?
Bonet,
Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa Bonet.
You're making a joke?
No.
Bonet?
That's her name. It's not Lisa Bonet.
It's not Lisa Monet?
No.
Anyway, yeah, weren't they dating for a while?
They were Manny Kravitz.
Yeah, I think they were, yeah.
For they a made while, a child, didn't they?
And it's Aquaman, right? Is that not how it works?
You may be right.
I don't have fish work, no, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Does she have gills?
We can ask Lonnie.
Yeah, let's Google it.
I've heard from a lot of people that are close to him that he stinks.
Oh, man, he looks like he stinks.
Like he doesn't bathe.
Yeah. Well, we were close to him.
He probably washes. Do you remember smelling rock. Him? Were we close to him? Where?
At the fan expo.
Aquaman?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Lenny Kravitz. No. Aquaman smelled like roses.
Oh, gosh.
I was intoxicated by his masculinity.
And him eating that cheeseburger or whatever it was.
Cheeseburger and being like, hey, guys, what's going on?
You guys
don't mind if I eat a cheeseburger real quick, do you?
Y'all think my wife's hot? Well, her ex-husband stinks. Why do we think he talks like that, by the way?
Because he kind of does.
Yeah, he kind of
hey,
does.
Man.
Hey.
Without the Texan in
you
there.
You guys like to go swimming? Because I'm an Aquaman, and I bang Khaleesia hard. Hard.
I don't think any of that's real.
Oh, it's not?
No.
You think that's what he'd say to us? Guys, that's none of that happened.
None of that happened.
It's all CGI.
It's all CGI.
You guys are making this up about me.
Oh, well, boys. I'm out of stuff. That's all
me
I've
too.
Got.
It's been a pleasure
awesome.
Talking with
okay.
you all.
Cool. Yeah.
What do y'all got these shows coming up.
Yeah.
You're going to be working on a Kenny Loggins set.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is the album.
I'm not gonna lie. The first time I saw the album cover,
yeah,
I went, "Oh, sweet, new demos." And
that's actually where
new demos
came from. Demons. Actually, it was a typo in iTunes where I was storing everything.
And you just put NS.
I just kept it. I was like, that's great. That sounds perfect. Yeah. Sounds perfect.
That's super metal looking like worm.
Don't
thing.
Say it. Okay, let's say it.
Is a dick? Is a gorilla dick?
It's not.
Oh. So we're going to wrap this all up. One big circle.
What are you talking about? This thing?
Yeah.
It's an asp.
It's a baby ladybug.
What?
That's what ladybugs look metal as fuck until they turn into like Sanrio characters.
And this is a dead wasp, right? Yellow jacket?
Yes. Some kind of weird crickets underground kind of thing. I found a hole in my backyard and
an
stuck a hose in it. No.
Did you guys? So you took this?
Yeah, they're both fine.
Yeah. Cool, man. So you're a photographer?
No. iPhone.
Okay.
I did put everything together though, as far as the layout.
That's a baby ladybug.
That's Yeah. I didn't know that until after the album was out because it does look pretty tough. You know.
No, it is really dangerous. Metal, but
the yellow jacket looks like it had a bad day.
It did. I killed it with a hose. I saw this hole in my yard with a bunch of crickets in there, so I put a hose in it, and that floated out. So I was like, what the fuck is
And you're
this?
Like, album cover.
Basically, yeah. I had that
is
saved.
Is it a ground hornet?
Something like that. It was huge, too. I put it up on the... What is this, guys?
Put it on the Fort Worth Reddit, maybe?
No, I don't use
it. Hey, guys, can you tell me what this is?
Didn't you say it was like a cicada hawk or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Cicada hawk?
So yeah. They eat
that
locusts?
That sounds scary.
Yeah.
It's got to be huge, man.
They go in and burrow underground to their nest and just...
I want that to be my superhero name.
Cicada Hawk.
Who are you? I'm Cicada Hawk.
Cicada Hawk.
I fly around and I eat other locusts.
What if you're the Cicada Lawn Hawk?
The Law Hawk?
Law Hawk.
Cicada
better.
Law Hawk?
Law Hawk, yeah.
Could you eat the regular Law Hawk?
If you're... I guess you could. If he got shrunk.
Hey, I think today's the last day to vote for the... Fort Worth Weekly Best Of ballot.
Hey, yeah.
And the first entry on the ballot is...
Texas Law Hawk?
Favorite lawyer. Or best lawyer. You know who needs to go in there?
Jim
Mamie
Adler?
Coffee. No.
No.
The Law Hawk.
She does not need
the
to go
guy
in there.
Sunshine?
Mamie Coffee does not. Yeah, the Sunshine Bar guy that gives me a ride home every once in a while.
We need to figure out his name.
No, Mamie Coffee does not need to go in there. Fail. We should end the show now because I'm about to go on a diatribe.
No, I want to hear this diatribe. Keep going. No. Why do you hate her so much?
I don't.
Because you didn't.
I don't hate anyone.
You didn't have a chance to bang her.
Why are you looking around, man? I don't know who you banged or not.
That was greatness.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Well, guys, it's been fun.
It has been.
We're going to come see you guys.
Yay.
Again.
Cool. Yeah.
Next one's at Growl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Growl.
And
October 11th. I can't remember the name. It's some road show, some band from Atlanta.
Mastodon?
No.
Baroness?
No.
That would
Kalisa.
Dude, Mastodon playing Black Growl? Tusk.
You know, I actually,
that would be some shit.
I missed both times Mastodon played the Rec Room. I missed both of them. Damn it.
There's some good footage of that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've heard some funny stories about that night.
I have too.
I have some funny stories about band members nearly being kicked out of that band that night.
Some journeys. Some journeys that happened.
Paladin and Viral. I think Paladin's a touring band.
They're from Atlanta?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Are they sludge and grungy and doomy?
I didn't listen to them.
I looked up one of their videos. They're like really old school sort of Euro style, just like super straight up old school metal. Like
great.
Maiden-y kind of.
Kvelertak?
That sounds cool.
Kvelertak's good.
Think we'd have our Iron Man cover worked up by then?
I think Kvelertak's just more rock and roll.
They're like
than metal.
They're a European version of the Ramones, but faster is what they sound like. Thrashier.
Yeah.
Thrashy Ramones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we can agree on that. Mm-hmm. Well, Matt, this has been fun.
Yes, it's been great.
This has been fun.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again. And we'll have to party.
Hard.
Hard.
I think next time we should do it in a sewer.
With some play?
Yes, with lots of play.
Sewer play or sewer prey?
Or sewer
either
blood.
Or.
Why not blood. Both?
Could be both. All right.
Sounds like a party.
Email us, jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com.
No,
we have emails backed up, and we'll get to them maybe next week. And then also you can call us and leave voicemails at 682-593-JJTM. What's his name hasn't called us lately? Your boy.
My boy?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's my boy?
Because you know him. You have to know who it is. What's his name?
Kevin. Who knows, man?
Prison.
Who knows what that guy, he'll probably call us and wish us happy 9/11 tomorrow or something.
Jesus Christ, Matt. All right, we're out.